You know, it has gotten to the point with all the potholes in this area that nobody dares buy a large coffee, even when it's the same price as a small. And you know why. The potholes around the D.C. area have been a real nuisance this year with all the freezing and thawing that's been happening. In our 11-month winter, of course, it is taking a big toll on cars and our wallets. And with us to talk about that is AAA spokesman Lon Anderson. Lon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great, but like all the other drivers, I'm busy avoiding potholes when I'm out there these days.
I've never seen a year like this. How about you?
This is unbelievable. You know, spring seems to be here at long last, even after Sunday's snowstorm, and yet we're going to be paying the price for a long, long time. I mean, the numbers are just amazing. You know, D.C.'s reporting that they have already filled 19,000 potholes, but they're just getting started because they're going to launch their Pothole Palooza on April 9th. That's how many more they've got to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I rode over 19,000 on the way in this morning.
Hey, Lon, it's not just that, you know, it's hurting our cars, but also when you're driving behind someone, you need to make sure you stay far behind, because if they hit a pothole, or if they dodge one, you know, you don't want to be too close to them. It's really, you know, you certainly can't pay attention to anything else.
You know, that's exactly right. I find myself watching the vehicle in front, and you regularly see them swerve, and you know that's a pothole, and it also is a good indication that maybe you need to be doing the same thing. Interestingly, I checked with our road service, and they report that tire-related repair calls are up over 50% right now from last year. And that's primarily because people are hitting these potholes and they're getting flats and blowouts, and then they call AAA. And that's just, that's just the surface. We came up with a report that there will be over $6.4 billion in auto repairs just from pothole damage. That's an estimate this year by one notable highway traffic safety engineer. So we're talking real money.
We are talking real money. I mean, you got to get a tire and a wheel fixed. You're talking $1,100 or even more. Many of the new wheels and tires are so specialized that you know, they're really up there on the price scale, especially those low-riding kind of tires and the rims that go with them. They're very expensive. They look great, but when you hit a pothole, you're in big trouble because you're going to be paying out.
Well, that's exactly right. It can go up to $2,500 if you're talking about, you know, having to do not only a new tire, but, you know, you end up getting struts and all kinds of other things that can be severely damaged.
Any advice on how to limit or prevent that damage when you come across a pothole?
Well, first, of course, is to be cautious and be watching for them and avoid them when you can. But one thing people typically do, you know, you see a pothole and you slam on the brakes and you hit the pothole with the tires locked up. That's the wrong way to go, because if you can roll through the pothole, you're going to put less pressure on the tire than if that tire is locked up when it hits the pothole. So
are you telling me, Lon, that if I see a pothole, I should floor it?
No.
You can't blame it on Lon.
Only if you have an unlimited pocketbook and want to destroy your car.
All right. Lon Anderson with AAA. It has been such a miserable year. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it. We're going to talk more about it this morning. We'll hope you'll join us at 7:40 when David Buck will join us from the Maryland State Highway Administration. Of course, Lon was telling us about the 19,000 potholes they've been filling in D.C., in Maryland and in Virginia, throughout the region. They're filling thousands and thousands of these potholes. And obviously for all of us who drive every day, not a moment too soon.
Oh, you betcha.